Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. And yes, again, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Now, last week, we really went after the heart and allowed the truth of the Word of God to shape our thinking. Last week, we discussed how Satan is the God, the little g of this world. Wow. Yes, the God of the earthly. And he rules that realm and he owns it. Wow. Adam gave it to him when he was disobedient to God in the Garden of Eden. So thus, to the extent that we set our mind and heart on the earthly, to the extent that we trust in the natural realm, to the extent that the earthly becomes our life, we will be living on Satan's ground, and he will have access to us through the earthly aspects that are in our human makeup. Wow. But you see, you know, now please open up your spirit here, my friend. One does not need to be proactively seeking to live in the earthly to give ground to Satan. Oh, no. All we have to do is not live in Christ. Let me say that again. If we are not living in Christ, then we are automatically living in Satan. Yeah, there's only two choices. Wow. Unbelief and blindness and ignorance, all of these will be sufficient, because to that extent that Christ is not our life, we will automatically default to the earthly, to the natural fleshly realm. And again, the earthly and the natural, you know, fleshly realm is Satan's realm. To put it plainly, if we do not know Jesus Christ, we are going to be deceived. Let me say that again. If we do not know Jesus Christ, we're going to be deceived. If we do not live out from Christ, then we will live out from Satan. It's the only choice. Either we're living for Christ or we're living for Satan. If we do not, you know, seek those things that are from above, then we will seek those things that are from below. It is that simple, my friend. Not going after Christ, we have chosen automatically to go after Satan. If Christ is not our life, then our life will automatically be a completely completely ungodly basis. Wow. What was the last time you heard that in your church? Well, you probably have never heard that in your church, but that is the truth. The goal of Satan is to deceive, to take all that belongs to the natural and to the earthly, and to present it to sinners and saints alike in a religious package. He seeks to present it as the true Christianity. Satan wants to build in each of us an earthly man, but God desires to build in us the heavenly man, Jesus Christ. Thus, Satan will seek to deceive us into believing that the earthly man he wants to build in our heart and our mind is the heavenly man. But this is the great counterfeit. In short, it is the full expression of Antichrist. Now, not my friend the Antichrist that's in the book of Revelations, oh no. But it's Antichrist, not against, but it is another Christ. And what material does Satan use to build this earthly man in us? Now open up your spirits again wide, my friend. He uses the earthly material in us. He will take all that remains in us of the old nature. And you can see 2 Corinthians 5:17 that talks about that new creature. Well, that new creature still has some old creature in the outside of that. And he will take that in which he belongs to the earth to make up and fashion them into an earthly man that is counterfeit for Christ in us. He will entice us through our personal desires for self-ownership to accept such a counterfeit. And if he is successful in the end, Satan will have built the man of sin. Now, the man of sin, it does not have to appear to be a sinful man. Oh, no, not at all. The man of sin will appear often to be a divine man. He will sit within the temple of God, which is the individual himself, and then by extension, the body of Christ, proclaiming himself divine. This is a religious deception and a counterfeit man, a counterfeit Christianity. It is Antichrist in an earthly man offered instead of Christ. I have a friend, I want to believe that he's a Christian, who is a man pleaser. I'm sorry to say that, but it's true. Oh, if I told him so, he would not receive it because he thinks he is doing what God wants him to do. But, you know, it's bad not knowing something, but it's even worse not knowing that you do not know at all. But he goes from church to church and is received not because of his Christian witness or even his speaking ability, you know, but out of his connections. Sadly, he really thinks he is a deep Bible teacher. Well, not so. He is shallow at best and is filled with much wrong doctrines like all of the name it and claim it and blab it and grab it teachings out there. Now we really like this fellow, but if I tell him he's more concerned about titles, even though he says he is not, he would really get angry with me, and maybe our friendship would be over. So I will be long-suffering with my brother until he learns what Paul was saying in Galatians 1 and 10. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I shall not be a servant of Christ. But at the end of the day, my concerns and affection for my friend does not over, and it should never override or shadow the truth of his man-pleasing. That's not what God wants in our life. We shall not, if we are more concerned about pleasing men, we shall not be a servant of God. My friend, we are built in God on who we are. That's right, who we are, and not on what we think God wants us to be or even do. Not built on what we can do for all of those churches and all the ministries that we might visit. Oh no. While wanting to be exalted, secretly wanting to be exalted in the process of working for God. God does not want us to work for Him as much as He wants us to become something in Him. Let me say that again. God is not so concerned about us working for Him, but he's really concerned about us becoming something in him. And if we are built of the earthly material, like ourselves and you know, who are in God, then we will never, ever become much in God. Let me say that again. If we are built of earthly material, like ourselves and who are not in God, then we will never, ever become much in God. God wants to form in us together with Christ. Wow. This is his grand goal in all of his people. You can see that in Galatians 4:19. Till Christ be formed in you. Wow. Till Christ be formed in you. Satan wants to form us together with a counterfeit Christ, the earthly and of ourself. Satan wants us to be governed by those that are of the earthly. Oh my gosh. Oh, that's such a big crucial point. Oh. Thus, it is so essential that we come to know Christ. It is so essential. Unless we come to know Christ, then we will be governed by the earthly. We will be governed by and ruled and reigned by Satan. I don't care what church you go to. I don't care what denomination you belong to. Unless you come to know Christ, you will be ruled and reigned and controlled by all of those things of the earthly. Wow. It is so essential that we come to know Christ. Amen. Next week we'll continue looking at earthly versus the heavenly. And next week we will begin to look at one of the major components of our salvation, and that is the cross. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you have a great day and trusting that you're not of this world, that you're not controlled, and you do not exist in the earthly realm. And because if you do, well, then you'll never ever come to know God. God bless. Have a wonderful weekend, and we will talk to you later. Amen.